The interesting thing about prayer that should be true about any other effective experience is that it does not have to be religious to work. The most interesting thing about the spiritual laws are that they are universal laws. And if I just accidentally apply them without even knowing that they exist, they work anyway. And very often we apply them best when we don't know that they exist and don't know that we're applying them. But that's a dangerous way to go about it, so we probably ought to know their existence and how powerful they are. There is no thing in all the universe more powerful than prayer. Nothing. Nothing more powerful than prayer. But again, come back to your definition of prayer. Prayer is changing your expectancy. Whatever thing that you expect, you will produce. Does anybody care to go back to what got us into all of this physical matter? Remember the things that the source says, that Casey said? We had a desire to experience materiality and projected ourselves into materiality. What was the technique for getting into this matter? Prayer. Expecting to experience feelings, we precipitated feelings. We precipitated matter. By creating that in our consciousness, it manifested in our sphere of existence, and we began to experience the entrapment of matter. And ever since then, being in matter, everything that we created as happening to that matter has happened to it, including disease and mutation and all of those things. Evolution, all of these things are matters of expectancy and precipitated experience, the things that we've drawn to ourselves. And they are all the result of prayer. It's just simply not possible to go through life without praying. It is possible to pray without realizing it. So it's really just a matter of whether or not we're doing it on purpose.